And ecumenism was in global focus today with the Edinburgh Conference marking the centenary of the beginning of the modern ecumenical movement continuing in that city. Pope Benedict XVI made explicit mention of the Edinburgh Conference in his remarks at the ecumenical prayer service on Cyprus today and also sent a message to the participants that was read out during one of the sessions. Philippa Hitchin is in Edinburgh, where she spoke with the Catholic Archbishop Keith O'Brien.
It was indeed quite simply because of the outstanding missionary work accomplished by all Christian churches from here at that time in 1910. The Presbyterian Church of Scotland has had a great record in missionary endeavour, and from time to time when I'm on my own missionary travels, I meet up with many of the fruits of the labours of those earlier missionaries in the Presbyterian churches.
How important then is ecumenism and the whole ecumenical movement today in Scotland?
Well, I think it is still vitally important, more so than ever before. And as many people are aware, in 1910 there were no Catholic delegates at all at that particular conference. Now we rejoice that there are approximately 20 delegates, including strong representation from the Vatican, from the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, in the person of Bishop Brian and his colleagues from Rome, and representatives from all over the world in that Vatican delegation, along with, of course, our own Archbishop Mario Conti, who's the president here of our own Commission for Doctrine and Christian Unity. So, since the Second Vatican Council, we, of course, have had added impetus into collaboration with other churches in whatever way possible.